Waterloo Radio.
Yes! Oh, yes, yes! We're here. We are here. We're live in your face.
Welcome to the Mono a Mono Show, people. This is the battle portion of the show. What you were just listening to was just us warming up and getting things started here in the lovely CKMS studios atop of Maxwell's Music House in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada, Ontario.
We had to do some rewiring and some reconfiguring.
I did
and
some soldering. It still smells in here a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I love the smell of solder.
Me too.
Fresh solder in the evening. So, we got Steel, quite the battle.
I'm going to talk to you in code right now. It's not there.
Oh.
All right. Now, if you're just tuning into the Mono a Mono Show for the first time, can you go back there, though, for a second?
Okay.
If you're just tuning in for the first time...
The first time I looked into your eyes, I cried. Do you remember the first time we fell in love and then? Okay, I'm done.
That is beautiful. Do you perform with jazz?
I wish I could perform with jazz.
Wow.
I wonder if
she'll
take me on as a backup singer or something.
That sounded very bluesy.
Although my catalog of music is probably, like music that I can sing and or play is probably not quite as extensive as hers.
Oh. Yeah, she was telling me the one day she just has thousands of songs.
I know, she's got a book that she brings with her so that if people shout requests at her, then she can play them.
She can do it. Yeah, she was saying that she was going to write a book.
The masses.
She's gonna write a book? That's what she said she could write a book. I forget. Anyways, so if you're new to the Mono a Mono Show, what happens is each week we're given a theme. Now, we've kind of been playing out the theme in the pre-Mono Show, but we're going to get to four exclusive tracks that we each chose, so eight altogether. We're going to play them, and then based upon that theme, you, the Mono Amigos, get to decide whose selections they like better. Go to www.mckennamath.com, soundfm.ca into the chat room, or phone this number and vote for whose selections you like better.
519-884-2567.
And we've got a special...
That was seven.
We've got a special thing... Oops. We've got a special thing going on here at the Mono a Mono Show that if you call in... to that number that you just heard,
yep.
And tell when we're not on the air. Now, it's easy to do when we are on the air,
yeah.
But if you call in when we're not on the air...
Like if you're listening to our podcast, which you can get on iTunes.
Exactly. And call in and say, you know what? I vote for DJ Steel or DJ Ed Rock.
Yep.
Put it in Mailbox 5.
Yep.
You get the awesomest prize.
Yeah. It's a prize of awesomeness and awesome proportions.
Yeah. And so far, the two winners
describe it.
Yeah, have been completely satisfied.
Their heads exploded.
Yeah.
When they got it.
So
it was messy, but and that's why Dino Vondino's been cleaning up in here because of all the head explosions going on.
Yeah. Now, we've also got to do some cleanup getting to last week's winner.
Did we? Oh, no, you didn't say... Okay, never
mind. I haven't said the theme yet.
Right, right.
So last week's theme was...
Mothers!
Oh,
your
yeah.
mother!
Your mother.
Your mother!
So the winner for last week was... Tim's handing me the envelope. Ooh, interesting. And the winner is... DJ Ed Rock.
Yeah! Yes! Me!
Me too!
Woo! Oh, that was so good.
On the inside and out.
And we've got our regular cheers back.
Yes, thankfully. Although that was fun last week, I have to admit. I have to insist that last week it was fun.
Okay, so... Now, let's get to this week's theme. Now, we played a bunch of songs here.
Why don't you recap what we played? Just so that people in the chat room can try to guess.
Exactly,
some more.
Yeah.
They've thrown out a few guesses. They haven't been right yet.
No? Okay, so Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs, and Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs. I Have 100, and Rick James Blues.
From their self-titled album, Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs, which has a great cover on it. I love the cover art, personally.
And then we went into The Cursed Arrows, The Madness of Crowds.
Yep, not from, crows, crowds.
Yep, exactly. Then we went to Frank Turner. What was it again? I'm Electric.
No, it wasn't that at all.
No, that is Oasis.
I am Disappeared.
Really?
Wow, what did you put? You've been struggling to
Electric,
so
I put.
Electric?
Yeah, I'm Disappeared.
I am Disappeared.
Okay, then we played Girl in a Coma, which didn't fit. No. That was my illegitimate song.
And the Frank Turner song was from his album England Keep My Bones, which has yet to be released.
And then we played Bill Callahan, which was new right from the computer.
Yeah.
Right.
And from his album Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And the song was called Riding for the Feeling.
That's what I had, but I didn't know.
Did you recognize his? Did you happen to recognize his voice at all?
No, but it did sound like a combination of two other people's voices that I couldn't put my finger on.
I wonder if I have it. I think I know what CD I have on. It was a mixed CD that. What is going on here?
Mono a mono.
You talk too much, apparently. So, I think it's on a CD that was a mix CD that was given to me. So I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah,
see
we'll
if
have
I can
to
find
look
it.
Into it. Okay, so anyone guess the theme?
No? Nope, there's been a few guesses, but none that were on.
Okay, so the theme that was submitted was current events. So songs that were released in 2011.
Right, because they're current.
Yeah.
And it was likely for the bands that...
Involved.
That involved, it was an event when they were released.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We tried to make it a little bit more, I don't know, topical, let's say. But it was too hard.
Yeah.
So we just kind of broadened it and said, current events, as
released
long as it's released in 2011. So
we've
got 4.5 months worth of material to work with.
Which is pretty tricky. Well, not that tricky, but...
Well, if you want to pick good tunes that you can really get behind, then yeah, it can be tricky, I think.
Yeah. So
I'm trying to break in here.
Okay, let's paper, rock, scissor it up and see who goes first. One, two, three, rock! Yes!
Ha ha! It out!
I just go first.
By the way, later in the show, I will be releasing some information that you aren't even aware of yet, and it's going to blow your mind as well as probably all the Mono Amigos and listeners.
Wow.
So stay tuned, everybody.
Wow. At about when? The 3/4 pull?
I think, yeah. I'll do it about the halfway mark.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Halfway mark's perfect.
Because I don't want to take away from the... I don't want to play it after the 3/4 pull because I don't want to take away from the knockout punch.
So this is exciting.
Yes.
He's never done this before on the Mono a Mono show.
And for those of you who can't see, which is all of you because there's no video in here, Steel is visibly sweating right now.
Yeah, this is the first time ever I've been sweating.
Beads of sweat are pouring, are starting to form along his brow, and they're slowly trickling down his face.
This is exciting. Okay, I'm going to get to my first track here. Now,
why don't you?
We featured them. A couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Because they exclusively released a brand new track for airing on our show. And it was their debut song. It's a debut band. So I went big with this first one.
And it was likely the first time that song was ever played.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it was the day of release. Now, day of band release, too. So, I mean, this is double whammy here. It doesn't get... I hit the microphone there. Yeah, Tim.
Screwing around with wires.
See, they're constantly working on the wires here, but it doesn't get more current event than this one.
No.
So I'm going to go with the band called The Cold and Lovely, and I'm going to play their song here, Not With Me. Brand new, released just a couple weeks ago, in fact.
Okay.
Might even still been this month. I don't even know.
I don't even know either.
Yeah.
Might have been released in 2010 for all I know.
No, it wasn't.
Actually, I can tell you because it's right here. April 24th.
Oh, so last month.
Yeah.
But within the month.
Yes, because it hasn't. We're not at the 24th of May.
Exactly.
Yet. That's right.
So let's do it. Let's just play it.
Okay.
This is the Cold and Lovely, Not With Me, here on the Mono A Mono Show on Sound FM 100.3 CKMS Waterloo Radio. You know what? It's probably in
What's
your...
up?
Watch this. Watch this.
Okay, I'm watching.
Just reworking the wires.
Yep. Damn, Tim.
Tim. There's still Dino Von Dino setting everything up. Okay, let's try and redo it.
There it is. There it is. All right. There it is.
That was the Cold and Lovely with Not With Me here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono.
The song was so nice, we decided to play it twice.
I wish we'd play it twice. Well,
we kind of did.
Well, we kind of didn't.
Well, because we played it a couple weeks ago. That's what
oh.
I meant by that. We featured them.
Yeah.
We were the first.
Actually, you know what? We played them then. I played the song the other week during the Sound FM promotion to promote the feminization show, which is by your buddy Jazz Williams.
That's right.
That you sing on tour with.
I wish. But sadly, it's not the case.
Not always the case, anyway.
Maybe one day. I gotta work. I need a vocal coach. Maybe Jazz can be my vocal coach.
Maybe. Yeah.
We'll see. I'll ask her next. She wasn't in here when we got here today. So, I wasn't able to ask her. Not that it was really weighing on my mind. But, okay. Should I, can I play a song now?
Yeah, I think that's how it goes. I do one, and then you do one, and then it's back to me.
Fair enough. Okay.
Is that what the regular guys do?
You are a regular guy. At least if you keep on eating your bran.
It'll take so long.
Yeah, forget about it. Okay,
I gotta do
so,
that and then go into this.
Okay, so the band, the song, the band, song and band that I'm going to play is North Star by a band that I have played before. Few times. I featured them a couple weeks ago. They're called the Rural Alberta Advantage. I haven't played this song before, but it's from their album that was released, I believe, in April, called Departing. So, they will be playing at the Hillside Festival in Guelph. And I'll have to check the dates, but I'll check them on the break and while the song's playing and get back to you. So, I actually want to go to that. However, my cousin's band is playing in the Hillside Festival, and I want to go to that on that day. I can't go the whole week, unfortunately. But
Hillside Festival's an entire week?
Weekend, I said.
Oh.
It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. But it's pretty cool. Like, I shouldn't say it. I've never actually been, but I've heard that it's really cool. Because
I don't know. I can't hear you for some reason. Yeah, turn up the earphone. There we go.
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never actually been, but I've heard. One person told me, mind you, she was quite intoxicated at the time, that she's been to Coachella, Bonnaroo, a whole bunch of different festivals, and she says that Hillside is the best festival that she has ever gone to.
Wow.
I called her on it and said that I thought it was a pretty lofty claim, but she stuck by it. Anyways,
well,
so if you want to check them out, that's one place you can check them out. They're obviously on tour right now, so you can check them out that way as well. But here we go. This is a song that I haven't played before from their album. I've played in the past. I've played Muscle Relaxants and Stamp from this album, but here is North Star on 100.3. Hold on a second here.
Okay.
100.3 Sound FM.
Yeah, that's the right station.
Marley Marl.
North Star is leading you back into my heart.
All right, that was some rural Alberta advantages on North with their song North Star right there.
That's what it was.
Sound FM 100.3, the Mono A Mono Show.
Yeah.
Man, all these songs are so good, we're just chilling out, grooving to it.
I know. Chilling out, grooving, maxing to the music.
It's as if we're just like hanging out, you know, just listening to the music.
I love hanging out, man.
So, yeah. There's the first track right there. We got one more track each before DJ Ad-Rock gives his big speech.
That's right.
His big halftime speech.
Well, it's not really a speech. It's more of a... just an announcement.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yep.
It's going to be a speech. I know it.
No.
So, all right. There was some brand new rural Alberta advantage. No. What?
Cavaliers got the first pick overall. The Raptors got fifth.
Why did you show me that even? Yeah. I have it taping.
You're taping the draft lottery?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize people did that. I can understand taping the draft and watching the draft. The draft lottery? Really?
Well, you gotta see all the selections. Obviously, Cleveland's gonna get one.
Obviously, because they were so crappy.
Yeah. What did they have, two wins this year?
Mind you, two wins. Mind you, when the Raptors got the first overall pick, they weren't supposed to get first.
No, true enough. Actually, a while ago, there was a team that was like, this was a couple years ago, they were eighth or something, and they moved up. Is that how Chicago got Derrick Rose? For some reason, I'm thinking that it was Chicago that got a super high... or they moved up to number two. Ah!
No, Derrick Rose was taken first overall. I know that.
Maybe it was Chicago then.
Maybe.
Anyway. All right, I'm going to get to my second track here in the brand new release. Now, a big song, and I was talking to you ahead of time, and the Mono Amigos will not believe this, but DJ Ad-Rock has never heard the Friday song.
I haven't.
By Rebecca Black.
I haven't. Sorry. I don't listen to the radio.
I don't know if it's on the radio.
Should I say that on a radio station? I should clarify that. I don't listen to like top 40 radio stations.
Right. Yeah.
So I only listen to CKMS and a few select other radio stations, which I won't name right now because we might get sued or something. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are for that.
No, neither do I. But I don't even know if this girl's stuff has been played on the radio. It's just...
really?
Like, it's got,
it's
like...
that popular and it hasn't been radio?
It's playing? Almost got 200 million hits on YouTube.
Wow. It's got 142 million hits.
Okay, so almost 150, like, almost 1.5 million. I was a little bit over. But,
so,
yeah.
So, like, what's the story behind this video? Like, how did it become so popular?
Well, apparently it's so bad that it's good.
Yeah.
All auto-tuned, I don't know. And the lyrics are absolutely ridiculous. So anyways, after that, Stephen Colbert said that Jimmy Fallon would donate some money to, I believe it was the Japan release, but maybe they'll mention it in here.
Yeah, maybe.
And then Jimmy Fallon said, you know what? I'll donate the money if you come on my show and play the Friday song. And this is a brand new release. The Friday song was released in 2011. Oh, they're still changing those darn wires. So, the Friday show song was released in 2011. This version of it was played live in 2011.
Does it have anything to do with the movie event. Friday?
No. Oh. It's about the days of the week.
So Chris
Friday.
Tucker isn't in this?
I don't know.
Oh.
But
and Zeus?
Anyways, I'm going to get to... Now, I don't know who to give this to. I guess Stephen Colbert and...
And the Roots.
And the Roots. But there's even more guests... singers on it. We'll just have to wait and
really?
See.
Oh, I'm excited. See, I haven't seen this.
If you haven't seen this, I would if you know the Friday video, I would look up Friday on the Jimmy Fallon show on YouTube because the video for this one is amazing too. So okay.
And it, when we're playing another song later, I'm going to have to watch the actual and listen to the actual.
Yeah.
And check that out. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Here it is. Friday, originally by Rebecca Black on Sound FM 100.3, Mono A Mono.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for. You ready? Performing with the legendary Roots crew, singing Friday. Please help me welcome Stephen Colbert.
I'm waking up in the morning. Gotta be fresh. Gotta go downstairs. Gotta have my bowl. Gotta have my cereal. Seeing everything time is a-going. Ticking on and on. Everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus. I see my friend. Picking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up. Which seat can I take? It's Friday, Friday. I walk down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying,
yeah!
Partying, partying,
yeah!
Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
So chilling in the backseat, in the front seat. I'm driving, cruising, fast lanes, switching lanes. With a car off on my side, woo! Passing by in the school bus, in front of me. Makes TikTok, TikTok on the screen. And the time is Friday, it's a weekend. We're gonna have fun!
Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Hicks!
Friday,
All right, there it is.
That was amazing.
Talk about current 2011.
For those who haven't seen this video, first of all, you need to check it out. Secondly, at the end, they have dancing a Yeti, a beekeeper, and some guy who looks like he just came from a tennis match holding up
a hologram. I
know. It's a BlackBerry, like, thing. BlackBerry thing that you scan for your, for like BBM.
I don't know what that is.
You know the
BlackBerry's thing that you scan.
Oh jeez.
What's the BlackBerry thing that you scan?
I'll show you the BlackBerry thing that you scan.
You scan your thumb?
Your barcode.
Your barcode?
Yeah, this thing.
That's a BlackBerry barcode.
Yeah, so when you can scan it with your camera, and then you don't know about this. You had your I guess you never really used BBM when you had your BlackBerry.
No.
Anyways, when you're, instead of like inputting someone's like information, whatever, you just scan their thing and it uploads.
Oh, cool.
Kind of like with your iPhones, you can like walk up to someone and like tap them together or whatever, and it.
Ah, as long as you have that enabled, yeah.
Oh, as long as you have the tap enabled.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so you're like, oh, this is current. Guess what? This song that I'm about to play was released this week.
This week?
This week.
That's going to be hard to top.
Yeah. So, I'm sitting there. I'm on Facebook. Yeah, I'm on Facebook. Not under DJ Ad Rock. So if you're looking for DJ Ad Rock, it's not going to be there. You'll probably find one of the members of the Beastie Boys.
But you're probably under the Mono A Mono page.
You can add me from the Mono A Mono page. Oh, yeah. Shoot, I guess I'm one of the purveyors of the Mono A Mono page. So if you add the two purveyors of the Mono A Mono page, you're going to add both of us. So there goes our secret identities.
No, I'm not an admin on there.
Yeah, you are.
No, I think the producer Tim is. But I'm not.
No, you are.
I'm pretty sure I'm not, but continue with your story.
Oh, now I wanted to make my secret identity reference, but I can't remember the actor's name who was on that show. I'm going to have to look that up. I can see his face, and I know he's got a brother.
Yeah.
Jerry O'Connell.
Anyways. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm on my Facebook page. And I like a bunch of bands. Like, I go to their pages and I like them. That's what you do on Facebook. For those who don't know, you go on the Facebook and you like things. So I've liked a bunch of bands. So I get updates, you know, as they happen.
Yeah.
Okay? As they're happening, I get
updates. As they update
on, on my Facebook
they're
page.
They're, like, pushed
they're coming
web to you.
That's right. And one of the bands that I've liked is a band that we've played before called Bon Iver.
Yeah, yeah, we have played them. And I like them now, too.
I know
well,
you
Well, no, I haven't liked them, but I do like them.
So, Bon Iver is releasing an album shortly. Oh, shoot, I should know when they are. But anyways, they released a single that you can get if you sign up for their they're on their mailing list.
Oh, cool.
So, and they let me know that through the Facebook application saying,
cool.
Yo, what's up? We just released a single. You can go download it. Get it. So I did. And even though Bon Iver is not a Canadian band, the song is about Canada.
Wow.
The song's called Calgary.
Oh, yeah. That's in Canada.
That's right. It's in Alberta specifically.
Yeah, right in central Canada.
For those who aren't listening from inside the borders of Canada, don't listen to what Steele says. His geography is horrible.
It totally is.
Anyways, their upcoming album is very creatively named Bon Iver, Bon Iver. And the album releases on June 21st of this year. But anyways, without further ado, I'm going to play this song, which is called Calgary. So here you go, Calgary from Bon Iver from the album. Bon Iver. On 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a Mono.
Don't you cherish me to sleep? Oh.
All right, there was some Bon Iver with Calgary.
Okay, in
on
the break,
Sound FM.
During the break, we watched the Rebecca Black, the official Rebecca Black Friday video, and you know I don't like to you know put anybody down because everybody you know I have you know she wrote a song and it's what she put her heart and soul into it, but I gotta say that was awful.
Well. That's what everyone's playing now.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so out of the loop, man.
I was surprised so that you didn't know it. People like how she has to clarify where she has to get to the bus stop, but then she has to clarify to catch her bus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and she also, she needs to get a bowl, and then she has to be more specific and say, yeah. Have cereal.
Yeah.
And then she's got these really hard decisions to make throughout the song.
Don't all
which
teenagers?
Which seat is she going to sit in? Which seat? And now I understand why teenagers these days are so stressed out.
Yeah.
They've got to sit, like, very hard decisions to make.
Well, they have friends in the front seat and the back seat. Imagine what the friends who she doesn't sit with think.
Seriously, they maybe they get really angry when she doesn't sit with them or something.
I know.
Wow.
I know. Anyway.
Wow. All I have to say about that video is wow.
But we got the Stephen Colbert. Now it's seeing that one. Doesn't it make you appreciate that one even more?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
So, now, as great as that was, I don't want to detract from your big announcement.
Was it time?
It's the halfway point. DJ Steele here, let me just get to what each one of us have played to prove that it's the halfway point here. DJ Steele has played The Cold and Lovely, Not With Me, and Stephen Colbert and The Roots, and I guess there was Jimmy Fallon and Taylor Hicks.
And CeeLo Green.
Playing Friday. And DJ Ed Rock here has played The Rural Adverted Advantage, North Star, and Bon Iver's Calgary.
That's right.
And now,
all right, here we go. The big announcement is that I got new basketball shoes.
Wow.
Yes. For the first time in a long time, I got new basketball shoes. And so when we play this week, oh man.
It takes a week. You're going to be worse this week than the week.
Yeah, I've been wearing them around the house.
Yeah?
I've been breaking them in around the house.
Have you been jumping, though?
No. I haven't been jumping.
You got to practice jumping because that bends the front of them. Unless you've been stretching with them, though. Yeah, but
I've been doing deep knee bends. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
And squat thrusts.
Because you got to get. Yeah. Because you got to get the, not the knee bends, you got to get the toe bend into them.
I'm so excited. I haven't had a new pair of basketball shoes in 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so. We so excited. So if you thought I was good before with 5-year-old basketball shoes, just wait till I'm going to blow your mind this week.
Wow.
There you go, everybody.
Jeez.
I know you've been waiting all night to hear that, and there you have it. Wow. New kicks for this kid. I'm going to be dunking on kids' faces.
Wow, that is like lightning striking right there. Now, speaking of lightning striking, I'm going to get to my three-quarter pole song here. Now, this one was another one that was released. Was this one? Yeah, this one was released on a Tuesday for our show. The Smashing Pumpkins have caught on to been listening to the Sound FM show. We had Billy Corgan on here to do an exclusive interview on one of our feature band, and he released this song a couple weeks earlier. I'm not going to be playing Awada because we just played that one the other time. I'm going to go back to their second last release. This one is their song Lightning Strikes, the ninth release from Tear Garden by Kaleidoscope, which he just released earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't get much bigger than a band that we exclusively had an interview with on our show.
It really doesn't.
This season, nonetheless. So anyways, and this season, coincidentally, started this year, right at the beginning of January.
That's right. Now that you mention it.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I didn't think about that before. But now that you mention it, you're right.
And you thought about it now, too.
Yeah.
So here it is on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono, Lightning Strikes.
Right.
Some lightning strikes by the Smashing Pumpkins.
I wouldn't have wanted to follow up my news, but you did admirably.
Yeah.
I have to say. Well done, sir.
What type of shoes?
I'm not allowed to say that on the air.
Why don't, instead of giving me the brand name, give me the subtitle?
Like what the shoe is actually called?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I don't really look. I just like them. I like the way they looked, and then I tried them on, and I liked the way they felt. They felt like part of me, an extension of me, if you will.
Because I really love my Hyperdunks.
Yeah?
Yeah. They've got the, that brand, that specific brand has got that special no ankle roll thing.
Yeah, I've got that. I've got the similar
ones. You've got that?
I've got similar ones.
Nice.
Yeah. So nobody's going to be rolling this kid's ankles.
Yeah, nobody can break your ankles.
Nah, guy. Nah, guy. Ow! Oh. Yeah. Okay. Man, it seems like all the bands that I'm playing today I've played before.
Oh yeah.
Which is fine.
Kinda. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Which is fine. And
that's fine.
Because I like to keep things current and whatnot. Which isn't enough. I'm just saying.
But I mean, all this stuff is brand new. Obviously.
Yeah.
You know, brand new stuff.
So. Brand new. The next band I'm gonna play is a band named Yuck. They're from London, England. They released an album, a self-titled album, which coincidentally is also called Yuck, in February of this year. And, they're on tour. I think they're still a little too small, so they're touring mainly in Europe and whatnot. They're coming over to the United States for a couple of dates, including the Pitchfork Music Festival.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, they're not playing anything around these parts anyways. Maybe in the future.
Maybe, yeah.
But anyway, so I'm going to play a song by them called Shook Down. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds good, yeah.
And, I don't think I featured these guys. I think I just played it. Maybe I did. I can't remember. Or maybe I just played one of their songs.
Maybe.
I think I just played one of their songs. Anyways, so I'm going to play another one of their songs. I'm going to stop talking, is what I'm going to do, and just play another one of their songs. So here we go. This is...
Why don't you play another one of their songs?
Yeah, I'm just going to play one of their songs.
Okay.
This is Shook Down by Yuck here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono Way Mono.
Thank you.
does. He sure does.
That was just our three-quarter pull. So that means that it is now time for the Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
That was an aggressive one, but I needed to get a little bit of aggression out just now.
Yeah. So this is their song that they just released a couple days ago called Come On. Here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono A Mono.
It's getting late and I cannot seem to find my way home tonight. Feels like I'm falling down a rabbit hole, falling for forever, wonderfully wandering alone. What would my head be like if not for my shoulders or without your smile? May I follow you forever? May I never leave you to sleep in the snow? May we stay lost on our way home? Come on, come on. With everything falling down around me, I'd like to believe in all the past happiness.
Good tune.
There it is. Some brand new fun with Panic at the Disco.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that there,
yeah.
Steel.
Hey, no problem. I just found it today. And you know what was interesting? While we were playing that, it's been like the Sound FM celebrity show tonight. We've had, well, obviously DJ Ad-Rock and myself, DJ Steel here, as per always. Well, we've had Dino Von Dino in here playing with some wires.
Yep.
Producer Tim was here this week.
Yeah.
Another board of directors, Ashley, just walked in. Man, she just walked in. Walked in, said, hey, how's it going? Wow. So, this Mono A Mono show.
That's pretty much all I got to say.
Let's do it. Let's play it.
Without further ado, this is Gratisfaction by The Strokes from their album Angles here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono.
Damn it!
So, let me do a recap.
Why don't
now,
you?
It's just about time to vote. Actually, you can go and vote now, but if you want to recap, listen right now, because I'm going to do a recap. So, DJ Steel, which is me, played The Cold and Lovely, their brand new song, brand new band, Not With Me. The new hit song, the biggest thing of this year, will probably be Rebecca Black's song Friday. But I played the Stephen Colbert, The Roots, Jimmy Fallon, and that other guy, I keep forgetting his name, that version.
CeeLo Green?
CeeLo Green, and the other guy.
Taylor Diggs?
Taylor Hicks.
There you go.
And then Smashing Pumpkins, their brand new song from Tiergarten by Kaleidoscope, Lightning Strikes. Fun with Panic at the Disco, their song Come On, whereas DJ Adrock played the Rural Alberta Advantage with their song North Star. Bon Iver's brand new release, still the album's not available yet, but this is the first release from that track. It's called Calgary. Yuck with their song Shook Down, and The Strokes with their brand new song Gratisfaction.
There you go.
So you can go to your polling stations at www.mckennamath.com or type it into the chat right now at www.soundfm.ca or call in and leave your vote at this number.
519-884-2567. One thing, too, before I get to the feature.
Oh, wait. We got to also say that if people want to vote after listening to the podcast and call into the radio station at that exact same number, you will win. You got to tell them to put it in mailbox 5.
That's right.
Important. You will win
the awesome prize of awesomeness.